Welcome to the St. Michael Weekday Meditations. My name is Robin Hinkle, and I will be leading our meditation today. Our theme this Easter is blessing. Once you have been transformed by God's love, you can't help but want to share that love with others. This Easter, let's learn how to bless one another by sharing the grace and love of Christ with our friends and neighbors. Joining Christians everywhere during this Easter season, we proclaim with joy, Alleluia, the Lord is risen indeed. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. A reading from 1 Thessalonians, chapter 3, verses 1 through 13. Therefore, when we could bear it no longer, we were willing to be left behind at Athens alone, and we sent Timothy, our brother and God's co-worker in the gospel of Christ, to establish and exhort you in your faith. That no one be moved by these afflictions. For you yourselves know that we are destined for this. For when we were with you, we kept telling you beforehand that we were to suffer affliction, just as it has come to pass, and just as you know. For this reason, when I could bear it no longer, I sent to learn about your faith, for fear that somehow the tempter had tempted you, and our labor would be in vain. But now that Timothy has come to us from you, and has brought us the good news of your faith and love, and reported that you always remember us kindly and long to see us, as we long to see you. For this reason, brothers, in our distress and affliction, we have been comforted about you through your faith. For now we live, if you are standing fast in the Lord. For what thanksgiving can we return to God for you, for all the joy that we feel for your sake before our God, as we pray most earnestly night and day, that we may see you face to face and supply what is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you, and may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all as we do for you, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. Here ends the reading. Parenting is one of the most wonderful, humbling, trying, exciting, exhausting ministries we can be called to by God. We so badly want to do it well. We want to surround our children with love as we teach them everything. And we want them to be safe and have fun. We therefore keep a close watch on them as they grow. As little babies, we use baby monitors so that when we are away from them, we can see what they are up to. Are they sleeping okay? Why did they start crying? Who are they babbling to in their crib? We can now watch them in schools and daycare. We look forward to parent-teacher conferences and report cards. We have our teenagers check in, and we track them. We want to know that they are okay. One of the hardest things I had to do was watch my daughter go off to college. No more nightly check-ins or morning conversations on the way to school. We hope that all the things that we have taught them, how we have raised them, have stuck with them, and that all is well. This is what Paul is going through with the churches he established. The Thessalonian church was one of his earliest missions, and he has a deep parental love for his flock. It is how we priests feel about you, all of you in our congregations. We want you to be well. We hope that our teaching and preaching and programs are sticking with you, that your faith is building and growing. Even better, it is how God our Father feels about each one of us. So much so that God sent his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to teach and serve and live among us, hopefully to increase our faith in God and our love for him and for one another. God hopes that we have a faith that sticks and grows. So my question for you today is, what are you doing to grow in faith? And if you were a parent or a teacher, what are you doing to help those with whom you have been entrusted to learn about God and his love for them? And for all of us, I ask you to consider, What are you doing to help others grow in grace and love? Of course, I want you to come to church and to be involved in our St. Michael community. But I also know that 95% of our life of faith is lived away from one another in our everyday circumstances. I therefore want to close with Paul's instructions to his people, the lovely encouragement that he sent to his beloved church. We urge you, brothers and sisters, admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with them all. See that no one repays anyone evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit, hold fast to what is good, abstain from every form of evil. And now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. Amen. Please join me as we continue with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. O God, whose Son Jesus is the Good Shepherd of your people, grant that when we hear his voice, we may know him who calls each of us by name and follow where he leads, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen.